The NFL draft is one day away, and the Brandon Ayuk trade talks are heating up. I mean, they are on fire. And my NBA Jam voice, let's get this show started right now. So bright that we shine at. All we know is the night. Ready, go, let us find us. Too faithful to the bay. I be sipping gold bar whiskey on the rocks. And a 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop. Sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop. We be banging through your speakers. Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers. You can tune it to my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy, the 4-9 preacher. We so bright that we shine. What's going on, 49er faithful? Ride with your boy Breezy, man. I hope you guys are doing good on this beautiful Wednesday. Happy hump day to everybody out there, and a round of applause to everybody live in the chat. I guess you probably want to know why in the hell I'm smiling. I don't know. Look, what I do know is, well, let me just tell you what I would like. Number one, I would like the 49ers to stop playing around and just get the goddamn job done and sign Brandon Ayuk, extend him, and just make him a 49er, at least for the next 5 years. That's what I would like. That doesn't mean I'm always going to get what I want. And when you talk Brandon Ayuk, when you talk about Brandon Ayuk, man, he's a stand-up guy, man, and he came in here, he developed. We actually, for the first time, I felt like we literally watched the wide receiver develop under Kyle Shanahan's system as a true number one wide receiver. Right? We knew Debo wasn't the true number one wide receiver. He was always the number one option, and then they added more options, and so like that kind of took away from Debo. But as a receiver, man, Brandon Ayuk's been that guy. I got to get this kid a round of applause because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. I mean, I'm here to speculate, I guess. I'm here to talk to you guys. I'm here to hear from you. I honestly don't know. Can the 49ers pay Brandon Ayuk? Yes. Will they pay Brandon Ayuk? I don't know. Like, I don't. Do I want them to pay him? Yes. But will they? I don't know. There's going to be a team. And I know people feel like there isn't a team. Brandon Ayuk is that dude. Brandon Ayuk, you know, if you pull up Brandon Ayuk's stats and you say to yourself, like, why doesn't he get talked about much compared to these top wide receivers? And it's because of usage, right? It's because of usage. He's not used as much as some of these number one wideouts that are talked about throughout the NFL all the time. He's just not. But the crazy thing is he's still putting up the stats. Like he still has numbers you can compare his stats to. I look at Brandon Ayuk and I'm saying to myself, okay. This kid came into the league in 2020. This is rookie season. He's on his fifth-year option. And for those that don't know what's going on, he's on his fifth-year option. You know, before I even get into the show, my bad. I'm so stoked to talk about this because the draft is tomorrow and it has to happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen now or before the pick. Not even before the pick. It has to happen on draft day because if the Niners are looking, the rumor out there is that not a rumor, but there's a report out there saying that the Niners want first round pick. Okay, we'll get into that. Mike Silver, we'll get into all that. Shout out to you. Shout out to Nick Nice, 49ers throwback. Peachy's in the building. The Manly's in the building. Big Daddy Niners is in the building. JP hella hard. 49er Jeff is in the building. What's going on, fam? 49er Media is in the building. What's going on, little bro? Miss Debbie is in the building. My brother Ty is in the building. Okay? Shout out to you guys out there. There's more of you. I just didn't look. My man Oscar the Grouch is in the building. I only said that because that's how I refer to Oscars. You're not a Grouch. You're my boy. Just wanted you to know that. He's in the building. Look, Shout out to the crew. Like, the crew is literally in the building. Jax Knox is in the building. You guys are having a grand old time in this chat. I love it. My man Colin is watching. I appreciate you always. Raphael 562. I just got to show you guys some love. You guys support the Breezy Bunch crew, man. Don't Bother Me is in the building. Now, listen, we do got to talk about this signing. We'll get to that. I promise. Tanisha's in the building. What's good? Rob D's in the building. Shout out to Hurricane. Shout out to Dawn. Shout out to everybody. Just everybody. Just everybody. Shout out. All right. Foghorn for everybody. One time. All right. Here we go. So, Mike Silver, thoroughly respected football beat writer, analyst, in the game. Sometimes he has some wildish takes, and sometimes his takes be right on. But we got to have the conversation because he came out and he talked about the 49ers, Brandon Ayuk, draft day fireworks could be going down. And he said some things. And so I did want to quote. I want to make sure I read it right. I don't want to not read it right. All right. So some things were said. Hold on 1 second. Just want to make sure I get this all out. He says there is, he put this out on Twitter. He says there is a sense among other high-ranking personnel executives around the league that Ayuk, as one such executive put it, is available for the right price. If the price is right. Come on down. My bad. To the point, the 49ers have asked for a 2024 first round pick. Now, I don't know if they asked for anything else, but right now in this report, the 49ers have asked for a 2024 first round pick. They want too much, said the executive. Whose team is in the market for a receiver? So we don't know which exec that is. We don't know that. You know what I'm saying? And this could be BS. It could be. It simply can be. But we don't know who these people are and who it is. But it's you know, you can look at it half empty. You can look at it half full. It all depends on how you choose to look at it. I will say this. I think Brandon Ayuk is in trade talks because this is the time that you can look to move on from him, not pay him or extend him, right? Not pay him, and another team will pick up that tab, and you could get something in return. After Thursday, after that day, after that draft, if Brandon Ayuk isn't dealt, I just don't see. They try again next year, right? They try again next year. And there's a possibility that the Niners don't even work out an extension because the two parties can't come to a term and Brandon Ayuk plays on that $14.1 million fifth-year option. So I just want everybody to understand that the 49ers have all the leverage. Like, there's no leverage Brandon Ayuk has in this whole particular situation. Like, the Niners have the leverage. Now, if there's an offer made that's out there that is willing to give up a first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk, which Brandon Ayuk is a first-round pick, but he's not going to be a first-round pick in the top 10. Depending on what you're willing to give up, you may be able to get a top 15, top 20 pick. But Brandon Ayuk is going to be a first-round pick between, I think, the 20s and to the back end of the draft. That's kind of what I think. And I got some teams right now. We got a poll question going on. We got the Steelers. We got the Colts. We got the Jaguars. We got the Commanders. Because I'm going to propose to you something that was proposed to me last night on a podcast that I was doing where I was drafting for the San Francisco 49ers in their online mock draft. Washington Commanders will offer 2 second round picks. And possibly, maybe, you know, you could try to get a player out of there for Brandon Ayuk, which would give them a nice receiving core over there in Washington. They got the bread to pay. And now the Niners can really focus on adding really good talent, top 100 players to their roster. They'll still hold on to their first round pick. They'll get 2 early second round picks. So we're gonna play around with this today. We got the mock draft simulator going on. We're gonna do two-round mocks, and we're going to mock all these different teams and see what we could get. But I think Brandon Ayuk wants to be a 49er. I mean, this came out earlier, 95.7. His wide receiving mentor coach, TJ Houzmanzadeh, said to him, listen, Brandon said that Brandon Ayuk wants to remain a 49er. He wants to be a 49er, but he wants to get paid. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What's going on, Ben? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Now, what's happening today is crazy. Ooh, Raphael 5'6". I'm going to star that. What's happening today is crazy. Okay? because wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown just received an extension, a 4-year, $120 million, $77 million guarantee. When you look at what these numbers are, it's about $30 million a year. But the guaranteed number is the number you really have to focus on. It's all about the guarantee and the fully guaranteed. That's the language in the contract. What's fully guaranteed, right? That's the key to these contracts. I think when you look at Amon-Ra St. Brown's contract, I mean, he's produced. He's put out the numbers. He's produced, and he's well-deserved of that contract. And I don't hear one Detroit Lion fan complaining. Not one fan complaining about him getting the bag. But here we go with Brandon Ayuk. And I can tell you right now, Brandon Ayuk doing the Get Money dance. I should have put that song in my Get Money. I should have used that song instead of the song that I chose to use. Brandon Ayuk doing the Get Money dance after he sees his boy Amon-Ra St. Brown get paid. You know he's about to get the bag. The question is, where are you going to get the bag from? I think that number is going to have to be damn near $80 million or above. Because right now, you got Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm looking at my notes. Amon-Ra St. Brown just got the 77 guarantee. Which, ladies and gentlemen, Debo got 58.1 guaranteed. I thought the number was going to be slightly above that for the 49ers. But now that these other teams are starting to put in these contracts, man, they starting to get their receivers signed. It's going to change, or it's either going to. And you know what? The 49ers don't care. I said that earlier. They don't give two flying mother freaking about what these other teams are doing. They have a number. They're going to stick to their number. And Brandon Ayuk, it's going to be some slight going back and forth with these numbers. I can guarantee it. So I'm thinking that number is going to have to be like $80 million guaranteed, like 80, 80 plus, 80, 81, 82, depending on who's next. It all depends on who's next. And I'm sorry, that's tough. Now, the Niners can pay it. They can pay it. The Niners can pay it. The Niners can pay Brandon Ayuk, keep Debo, have Trent, Nick Bosa, still keep the same squad. They don't got to pay Brock till next year. That's a whole different monster. But they can pay it. The question is, will they pay it? And the question is, you know, oh, man, the Lions just extended Penei Sewell too. It's going to be, look, the 49ers are going to do their due diligence. They're going to wait it out because they have to come to an agreement. That number has to be what the Niners are willing to do, not per year, but as far as that guaranteed number. It's going to come down to that guaranteed number. And I'm going to keep it a buck, man. When I look at Brandon Ayuk's career stats, all right, here we go. He's played in 62 games, 399 targets, 269 yards, 269 receptions, 3,931 yards. He's averaging 14.6 yards per reception. Last year was 17.9. I think he led the league, okay? 25 TDs. Doesn't have double-digit TDs in any of his seasons. I don't really give a care. 187 first downs. His long was a 76. This kid is a problem. Like the dude is a problem. He's put up numbers. What, back-to-back 1,000-yard wide receivers still as the third or fourth option on a team? You mean to tell me the third or fourth option on the 49ers still putting up these type of numbers? Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. Look, all I'm saying is, Brandon Ayuk deserves to get the bag. The question is, The question is, will the Niners pay him the bag? Or will another team be willing to pay him more of a bag? Because like the Niners got a bag. Like, you know what I'm saying? All right, I'm going to put it like this. From my ladies out there, this is for the ladies. I'm going to put this out there. I don't have any props. You know what I mean? But I'm going to put it out there like this. The Niners got the coach bag, okay? And there's going to be other teams that's going to show up with the Louis Vuitton. That's what's happening. I don't know how to part. You want the coach or you want the Louis? They the same color, same design. They look good. You know what I mean? They do the same damn thing. But is coach or Louis? I want to know. For my ladies that's watching this show, would you prefer the coach or do you want the Louis? Or do you want the Gucci? Or do you want the Fendi? Or do you want... That's what it's going to come down to. You dig? You dig? Like, that's what it's going to come down to. I'm sorry if you don't like my analogy. I really don't care, but that's what it's going to come down to. Do you want the coach? But ain't nothing wrong with coach. Coach is cool. Coach is good. I got a coach. A coach is dope. Coach is dope. Coach is dope. I got the coach. Coach is dope. I'm going to keep it a buck. And it's expensive as hell, but it ain't Louis expensive. Know what I mean? So it comes down to which bag does Brandon Ayuk want? Ain't nobody talking about that. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to I want – Maybe he wants a Supreme bag. I don't know. All I'm saying, if he wants Supreme, that's kind of close to the coach, so maybe he'll stick with the Niners. I don't know. All I'm saying is that's what it's going to come down to. We could put up all these numbers and all these projections and stuff and to what we think Brandon Ayuk is going to take, but at the end of the day, man, it's going to come down to Brandon Ayuk saying, you know, and you know what's crazy? Ayuk doesn't even, you know what I'm trying to figure out? Ayuk's not even in control of the situation. Wait a minute. He ain't got no type of trade clause. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, he's still on his rookie contract on a fifth-year option. So what type of leverage does Ayuk even have? Not showing up to play? I don't think I feel like that's not even in my boy Ayuk's DNA. I don't even think he'd get down like that. You know what I mean? Nah, not Ayuk. Ayuk a dog. I don't think he's going to get down like that. Here's the kicker for the 49ers. This is where you have to test the waters because it's about to be draft day. you know what I'm saying? Like, it's about to be draft day. You know what I mean? You know? And so, yeah, like, it's about to be draft day. If you want the Gucci, you go for the Gucci. You want the Fendi, you go for the Fendi. You're spending about the same damn money just with a different designer name, but coach is just as fine. For me, Brandon Ayuk, coach works. You know what I mean? Like, if you're watching the show, coach is dope, man. You could get the coach. I got the red and gold. I got the man strap, the joint. You know what I mean? It's cool. It does the purpose, you know? I don't know what Brandon Ayuk wants to do, because I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a team that's saying, hey man, we'll give you the Fendi, we'll give you the Gucci, we'll give you the Louis Vuitton, we'll give you the bag, we'll give you the bag. We have no problem making you $35 million. We'll make you $35 million a year with 90 guarantee, just because. Now, will that team be a competitive team? I don't know, but with Brandon Ayuk on it, can you imagine Brandon Ayuk on the Jags? Trevor Lawrence will have probably the best receiver he's had. And I think Brandon Ayuk is better than what's the receiver they had last year that I can't think of his name off the top of my head. And he started in Atlanta, then he got suspended for 95 years, and he came back and he played with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They bought him, but I can't think of his name. He's on the Titans now. I think Ayuk's better than him. Give me a receiver on Ridley. Thank you, Calvin Ridley. Thank you, Jason. Brother Jason, thank you. I appreciate that. I could not think of Calvin Ridley's name because he missed a couple of years in the NFL. He took 2 years out for gambling. Anyway, give me on the Colts, give me a receiver who's better than Brandon Ayuk on the Colts. I'm waiting. I'm looking at the chat. Give me a receiver. I'm waiting. I like Michael Pittman Jr., but that's not Brandon Ayuk. I like Downs. None. That's what I was waiting. Kyle? That's what I was waiting to see. Okay, let's go to the Steelers. Give me a receiver on the Steelers who's better than Brandon Ayuk. Don't say George Pickens. I like him, but he's not better than Brandon Ayuk. They traded, they got rid of the, they traded Deontay Johnson, right? They traded him. I like what you did, Ty. That's you keep the chat rolling, baby. He's a high stakes receiver. I like that. All right, and let's go to the Commanders. Arguably, let me ask you this. Commanders, they got some dogs, right? But I tell you right now, look at the Commanders. You know, one of my favorite receivers in the league. It's something about Ohio State receivers that I love once they enter the NFL. I don't like them before, but when they get to the NFL, they're my favorite receivers. So you look at Terry McLaurin, right? And I say to myself, is he better than Brandon Ayuk? I know he dealt with injuries last year, but he's kind of like been their go-to guy. They both were wide receivers, but they play two different types of positions, man. Like, they both could be the X receivers, but now one could be the Y. One could line up in the slot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that would help the Commanders. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Adam Peters does Kyle Shanahan a solid if Kyle is willing to take 2 seconds. Oh, Kyle says McLaurin is better than Brandon Ayuk by a long shot. Ooh, oh, isn't. What a quick correction. You was about to get mollywopped in the comment section. Shout out to all the people that's watching live. Make sure you hit that like button, man. If you're new to the YouTube stream, feel free to subscribe. If you're new on Twitch, make sure you subscribe. If you are listening to it on the podcast, man, make sure you go ahead and subscribe as well. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Podcasts, all that type of stuff. Make sure you just do it all, god dang it. That was funny, man. That Kyle, you became my new friend. Listen, Kyle, you need to become a member extra quick. That was funny. That made my day. Ooh, wait a minute, Nick. Whoa. So Nick says, Wayne, how about a straight up trade? Jonathan Allen. Y'all know who Jonathan Allen is. We talk about the Commanders, right? Jonathan Allen for Ayuk. See, I want to take my shot on getting Jerzon Newton in this draft. It's just me. Felicia, what's going on? What up, Collie? That's for me. I think the Niners have a great chance on getting a guy like a Jerzon Newton. For me, I wouldn't do this. I want picks. There's so much talent early in the early top end of the draft that can be like contributors day one, opposed to having guys develop, if you know what I mean. And let's get to it. Listen, let me just, again, I got to come back out here because I don't want people to go out there and say, Wayne said Brandon Ayuk is being traded. No, nah, I ain't say that. Mike Silver said that. And, you know, other people are saying that. But I'm telling you, I've always said if there's a team that's going to make the 49ers an offer that they can't refuse, then Brandon Ayuk is good as gone. I mean, it's not on Brandon Ayuk, right? He can't pick where he goes. He doesn't have that power. He doesn't have that, oh, Oscar, you can't present stuff like this to me, Oscar. You can't do this. Because I'm going to remain silent. Brett Books, will I be live during the draft tomorrow? Absolutely. So check this out. This is how my draft coverage is going to go. Peachy will be here. I believe some. I'm going to get the other members from the Nitty Gritty Niners crew as well. And so what we're going to do is we'll be live with Nothing But Niners streaming simultaneously tomorrow as well as on Friday. But Friday, I'll be live on Bleacher Report with other content creators covering day two of the draft. So I'll be presenting those picks live for the San Francisco 49ers. I was selected to do that on Bleacher Report. So Peachy will still be live here on the YouTube channel. Now, if I could find a way to put them together, I will do that. But I'm not tech savvy like that. I have to ask them. The channel will be live. Peachy will be live. Mo should be here. Fair should be here. All the Nothing But Niners crew will be here. We'll be simulcasting with them all weekend long. So it'll be on all channels. All right. But man, you guys know I love Surtain, man. God dang. But listen, man, this is fun to talk about because the draft is tomorrow. And if the Niners traded Brandon Ayuk, The question is, who does Wayne Breezy think that the Niners pick to replace Brandon Ayuk? Because they will have, they will do that. That's what the Niners do. And they trade the position. They look for the player, not to replace the player, but to replace the position. And I think this time they learned from their mistakes from the Javon Kinlaw and the DeForest Buckner. They learned from that mistake. But it's got to be Adonai Mitchell, unless they're drafting higher. So, I, you know what, guys? Let's go through. PFF has their top list. So, let me get that pulled up real quickity quack quack. And let's go to their big board. And let's see on their big board, like, who they got as far as receivers. And you know what? I can just solid. Okay, here we go. This is dope. So, give me a second. Let me share the screen with you guys. And we're going to go. The Jaguars pick 17. When do the Colts draft? I need to know. The Jaguars are 17. The Colts are 15, 16, one of them 14. The Steelers are 20. The Commanders pick in the second round. They got two early second round picks. Get that information for me, somebody, please. All right, because we are gonna have some fun in the next 30 minutes. All right, so let's go ahead and look on PFF, baby. And this is their big board and how they rank their receivers. And they got Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Roman Dunze, Adonai Mitchell will be the next person off board, Brian Thomas Jr. So these are two receivers, if the Niners move up, have an opportunity of getting. Whether they, if they trade with the Jags, the Colts, the Steelers, the Commanders, and they traded Brandon Ayuk away, These are two guys they can get. Thank you so much, Nick. I appreciate you, my brother. All right, I see it to my right. All right, so you got to look at Adonai Mitchell. A.D. Mitchell is what they call him. I mean, the kid has legit speed. So for one, you're getting faster wide receiver. With these two guys, you're getting faster receiving, speed. You're getting speed. More speed than Brandon Ayuk runs, right? Okay, so that's what you're going to get, okay? So that's number one. And they both ran four. Adonai Mitchell, I think, was a 4.3 guy. Brian Thomas was probably like a 4.4 guy. So, yeah, you're going to get speed. I like the height on both of them. They're both 6.4, so I think they're a little taller than Brandon Ayuk. The crazy thing is both of these guys got flagged for medicals, I believe, on today. That's the report that came out. Adonai Mitchell and Brian Thomas. So there's a possibility that these guys can fall to you at 31 and you can draft a tackle higher if your tackle is available. So we got the Colts picking at 15. We got the Steelers picking at 20. You got the Jags at 17. And then the Commanders in that second round have 36 and 40. And then the Niners would pick 63 as well. All right, so let's play around with the mock draft simulator. Let's have some fun with this. Let's get the mocky draft simulator going on and let's just test this out. All right, we're going to do a 3-round mock draft. All right, mainly two. Let's do a 2-round mock draft for each team. Okay, let's do it. Let's select the 49ers. Let's put it on a little bit slow. Let me get to regular fast. All right, we're going to enter this draft. All right, so let's go. Let's trade with the Colts. Let's see if the Colts are willing to take our Brandon Ayuk and what they're willing to give up. Now, I know it's a simulator and it's going to be a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more easier to make the trade. But we're going to be asking for pick 15. And they're willing to give up all of this for Brandon Ayuk. But I'm trying to be realistic because I know, will they give up a first and a second? Will the Niners take a first and a second or a first and a third? But this trade will give us the first and the second. So I'm going to take the first and the second. So each team I'm going to try to get, except for the Commanders, I'm going to try to get a little bit more. But for each team, I'm going to try to get a first and a second. I don't want a player in return from them. I'm just going to give them Brandon Ayuk. And we're going to see who's available. All right, so let's see if they accept the trade. They do. Let's start the draft. So we got an early second round pick. Oh, And then here we are. We are on the board now. See, this is where it becomes ridiculously interesting for the San Francisco 49ers. Listen, when I say it ridiculously interesting, I mean, look at who's available. My number one cornerback is available. Brock Bowers is the number one tight end. People keep saying we want another guy like George Kittle or Weapon. He's staring us right in the face. Cooper DeJean is right there. He's the best safety in this draft. Laiatu Latu, you will have the perfect complement. You want a smooth edge rusher? That's him. He's standing right. We're talking top 15. Bam. Now I know we need to replace Brandon Ayuk, but there's a possibility you could get him at 31. Possibility, or you could look into the second round and get like a Ladd McConkley or a couple of those guys. So this is interesting. Oh man, this is stupid. I didn't expect any of these dudes to be there. We do have a trade offer to trade back to Kansas City. They would move up to 15. We would get their 32nd. We could get another second round pick. But I don't think the Niners traded Brandon Ayuk to draft, I think, earlier. And I got to check to see which offensive tackles are available, because there's no way all the offensive tackles go in the top 10, right? And it's Amarius Mims, it's Graham Barton, who I don't think will play tackle in the NFL. Damn, they are all gone. Wow. Wow. So I think that the Niners, I think, will address the trenches in the first round. The question is, will it be on the offensive side or the defensive side? They really need to replace this Brandon Ayuk, but I'm looking at some dogs here. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at some dogs. I don't think you go offensive line at this pick. I know teams are going to reach. We could get Graham Barton, but he's going to come in and play guard. So are we trying to draft a guard at 15? Is that what we're going to try to do? I don't know. But I know you could probably get Rosengarten in the second round at the pick 46. So that's kind of like where I'm looking. And as far as the wide receivers that are available, it's Adonai Mitchell, and it's the two guys that I was talking about. Now, I do know the Niners will go up and get their guy. I like Adonai Mitchell. All right, so I'm going to do quick comps, okay? I'm going to do quick comps. You ready for this? Adonai Mitchell is CeeDee Lamb. Brian Thomas Jr. is more like what Brandon Ayuk does. Which guy do you want? Which guy do you want? Or do you want to go Brock Bowers as the tight end? And I see my man Nick says you can move him into the slot. He's a weapon. I just don't know how you pass up on this type of weapon. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not drafting Jalen Polk, Leon Sandcastle with pick 15. You know what? I've never drafted Brock. I think you go get Brock. I think you get the best tight end weapon in this draft. And then you pick at 31, and look who's still there. My boy Jazon Newton and Darius Robinson went. I think they go, I think they go interior. Don't forget, we still got pick 46, and I could get an offensive tackle there, and we still got pick 63. We did a three-round mock. I'm going to get Jerzon Newton here. Yep. And then when we get to the second round, I'm going to go ahead and try to snatch up one of these tackles. Oh, Washington. The freaking Commanders are trash, bro. They are trash, but I tell you what, I'll take Kingsley. I'll take the project. He's a second-round guy. You know what we didn't address? The wide receiver. Isn't that crazy? I didn't pick up a wide receiver, but guess who I'm getting? Malachi Corley. Bam. That is a three-round mock draft if the 49ers traded, for me, Brandon Ayuk to where do we go with this? To the Colts. And we finished with, we got an A- on that. So let me download that one. We got to do this three more times, man. Stick with me, man. Make sure you hit that like button. And again, if you're new to the stream, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. All right. And we said we'll do a three round. We'll keep it three rounds. We'll keep it three. That was pretty cool. We were able to get the top tight end in Brock. You got, I think, the top defensive tackle, in my opinion, Jerzon Newton. You got a great right. You got a right guard that's going to be great in run blocking. He's going to struggle a little bit in pass pro, but you'll get that right. He'll develop. And then you were able to snag Malachi Corley? Shit. You know what I mean? That's pretty damn solid. All right. We got the Jags. Let's go. We did the Colts. Let's go with the Jags. All right. Because they picked 17. And let's see how it kind of pans out. We're going to ask for 17. We're going to offer up Brandon Ayuk. And I'm sorry, BA, if you're watching this show, man, no disrespect, bro. This is, we just having some fun. We're going to try the same thing. I said I'm going to try to get first and second round picks from them. I want the bag. If I'm the Niners and you want BA, I want all your picks. Now, I'm trying to make it as realistic as I can, but I want the baggity bag. I want the Louis. I want the Gucci. I want the Fendi. I'm giving you... You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you Prada, so I need all of that back. I want more back. All right, so boom, we're gonna start this joint. All right, and now it's a little different. It's a little different because we drafted a couple of slots back. Let's see who kind of went. All the tackles are gone. Damn. All the tackles. You see, Brock Bowers went to the Bears this time, right? Interesting. All right, so we're on the clock. Man, I it's hard for me to pass up on Cooper DeJean. DeJean, it's hard to pass up on him. I'm sorry. But Troy Fuatanu is smacking me in the face. I could get my tackle. I'm going to get me a tackle that can also play guard. I'm going to keep it consistent. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. Yes, I is. Ooh. I do like Ladd McConkey, though, which I think would be, he can play outside. He's an outside guy, but I think they utilize him a lot inside. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to draft Ladd. So I went offensive tackle, wide receiver early. Look, I'm going to keep it exactly the same. Ooh. I like what's going on here. Hold on. I was supposed to do this for two rounds. My bad. I keep forgetting that 63 is at the end of the second round. I did want to look at. Just to be consistent, I'm going to try to draft the same positions, all right? So, far as tight ends, you can get Jatavion Sanders. Boom. You got a weapon as a tight end. And then I feel like I need to go interior, and Chris Jenkins is smacking me in the face. Bam. So we're going to put these out. We're going to omit this last pick, all right? We're going to omit the last pick, all right? Because I'm looking at it. It's a third-round pick, and I didn't do third round for any of them. I meant to do two, but I'm just going to take Mason McCormick for the hell of it, all right? So we'll omit the last pick. My apologies. But look at what we did. So we were able to get – I know I passed up on Quinyon Mitchell. Somebody should smack the crap out of me. We were able to get Troy Fuatanu, Ladd McConkey, Jatavion Sanders, Chris Jenkins. We still ended up with a third. We got their first and second pick, and we traded Brandon Ayuk. We didn't have to give up much of anything. Let me download this image. Let's go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So now, remember, we're going further back. All right, we're going further back. We're going three spots back to the Steelers. Pick 20, I think it is. And wait till we get to that second round. That's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. Where is it at? Boom, Pittsburgh Steelers. We want 20. Look, we're moving further back in that third. You could probably ask for a little bit more too, but we're going to keep it consistent. We're just going to ask for that first and second round pick. Let's offer the trade. Steelers are willing to do it. And let's start the draft. Whew. All right, so Cooper DeJean is there. I didn't go cornerback in any of them, so I'm trying to keep it consistent with the tackle, the receiver. I feel like Jerzon is going to fall to 31, but I know these receivers won't. No one likes Amarius Mims. I don't get it. I understand he hasn't played a lot. We definitely can trade back four spots with Dallas Cowboys, get more capital. But I'm going to keep it consistent, all right? I'm going to go with, I got to see who's still available. Sorry. So Jordan Morgan, Tyler Guyton, Amarius Mims, Rosengarten, he's going to be gone unless I take him at 31. Okay, I got an idea. I'm going to take the receiver here. All right, I'm going to get Adonai Mitchell here. I'm going to be mad. And I'm going to get Rosengarten in the first round if he's available. I'm going to reach up and grab him. Okay, and then with my second round pick, I'm going to go, let me see what tight ends, because I'm looking for a specific type of tight. I want a weapon. I just want a weapon. I'll draft Jatavion Sanders, and then let's see which interior guys are going to be available for us. Oh, I'm still happy. It's I love Brandon Dorlus, but it's Rook Ahorohoro for me all day, every day. And you look at this draft and you be like, oh, snap, yo. All right. So look, and I'll explain to you what the hell I'm doing. Like, I know people are like, what is he doing? They gave me an F for the Rosengarten, but he was selected to go 99 and he's going higher in these mock drafts, okay? So I don't care about the draft grade there. That he's going higher in the mocks, all right? So let's download that one. And then last but not least, we're going to enter round two. So the Niners are going to look to trade with, you know what I'm going to try? I'm going to see if they'll give up their first round pick for Brandon Ayuk. And it's a hell no. So I want people to see that it's a hell to the no. You see that? It's not even highlighted green. So we'll go second. We'll ask for 67. All right. So we'll keep it. We're going to have extra pick in here. It's 78 is fourth, is third round. So we're going to keep it in. 67 is third round too, right? So I tell you what. Give me a next year's second. So the 49ers were able to get and a second and third. So for Brandon Ayuk, for the Washington Commanders, we took their 2 seconds and a second and third for next year. We're going to ask for that trade, and they'll take it. All right, so let's keep it going. So we were able to get 2 seconds this year, and then we got a second and a third next year. All right, here we go. Let's check it out. Let's see how it pans out. Now, We still got our first round pick. I guarantee you this is going to be a trench pick, but I want to see which receivers are available. I see Troy Franklin there. The Niners can draft Troy Franklin or Ladd McConkey, and it's Troy Franklin for me. I say get him in that first round. Now, I got these picks, so the wide receiver is set. I'm picking 36, 40, and 63. That sounds like measurements. 36, 40, 63. All right. That sounds like some crazy measurements. I'm going to stick with the same. I'm going to try to draft the same trajectory, and whoever I have left over, I'm going to grab. So I'm going to go interior here. We got the wide receiver. We're going to go tight end. All right. So we're going to look for a tight end to see which tight end is going to be available for us. It's Jatavion Sanders, so we'll go ahead and reach up and grab him. He's kind of going to be the guy mocked to us. And then because we have that extra, we have our original second round pick, all right? We got the interior. We got that original second round pick. The Niners need a safety, and they need a corner. I love this kid, Jaden Hicks, from Washington State, but I need to see which cornerbacks are available because I think – to me, that's going to be more important. And I see my boy Andrew Phillips smacking me in the face. It's Andrew Phillips all day for the 49ers. And that is what it would look like from a mock draft standpoint if the 49ers, you know what I'm saying, traded for the second round pick. So why did I do this exercise? Simply to see what the value of Brandon Ayuk would net for the 49ers, what they can ask for. According to this mock draft, they could ask for a lot more. We didn't do that. But I think Brandon Ayuk, you can't replace Brandon Ayuk as the player, but you definitely can take a shot and replace the position if the 49ers decided to trade Brandon Ayuk. Okay? okay? If they decide to trade Brandon Ayuk. And so that is super important because the Niners with the these 2 second round picks, try to go backwards with the Washington Commanders. Look what they got. They got four top 100 players. And the other three mock drafts, they got three top 100 players. And so you're getting top 100 players on your roster to help you that can contribute day one. They could contribute day one. This wasn't really a mock draft episode. This was more an exercise just to see what Brandon Ayuk would net for the 49ers. You said I did. I'm sorry, bro. Listen, man, look. If I don't make you aware of it, then I'm not doing my job. You feel me? Like, if I'm not making you aware of it. Mariah, what's going on? If I'm not making you aware of it, then, you know, boom, 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 boom. So I'm telling you right now, if Brandon Ayuk is traded from the 49ers, they have the ability to address him, his position, and some in the draft. And I think that's why these draft talks are heating up, in my opinion. I think that's why the draft talks are heating up. We got a birthday out there, man. Happy birthday to my brother, Mark. Thank you, man. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for the Super Chat contribution. He says, trade 19, not 11. I mean, there's a report going on that says from Debo that says that, you know, he was told that he's not going to be moved before or after the draft. So, you know, everybody wish Mark some send Mark some birthday love, man. Happy birthday to you, my dude. I don't want to trade any of them. But I think when it comes to me, if I'm trading a player, I think I get more for Debo. I mean, I get more for Brandon Ayuk. I think it's what it comes down to. You can net more. It's all about the net. You ever buy something and then you try to resell it? You're going to resell it for the best price, right? Simple business. Business 101, right? That's what the Niners are doing, right? Right? Now, and Brandon Ayuk, no disrespect. I mean, he's used, right? And so the Niners did a good job keeping him healthy. They did a good job at, keeping him happy, you know, and put up some good numbers, you know, kind of not an all pro, but kind of all pro, right? You know, pro bowler. You know what I mean? The Niners made sure he stood out. You get what I'm saying? Not even as the number one option, you know? But here we are, all right? Here we are. And so when it comes to Brandon Ayuk, man, I just happy birthday again to you, bro. When it comes to Brandon Ayuk, I'm hoping that this doesn't go down. And what do you guys think, man? I'm hoping that it doesn't go down. The poll question says right now they got the Steelers leading with 33%. Saying that the Steelers make the offer that the 49ers can't refuse. I like it. I don't think he's going anywhere. And I just want to reiterate that. I don't think Brandon Ayuk is going anywhere. I think this is just all talk. It's just all chatter. I think the Niners just are doing their due diligence. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think they're doing their due diligence as far as testing the waters. What can I get? You want Brandon Ayuk. Hey, man, listen, Brandon Ayuk, you know, he's a top player in the league. And at the end of the, you know, and if you're looking for a top wide receiver, we have one that may be available. What are you looking to give up? And I think that's how these conversations literally are going. I think the executive story from Mike Silver is true. I think what the executive pretty much said was the Niners are asking for too much. I just wanted a first and a second rounder. Is that too much? It could be too much. A first and a second for Brandon Ayuk, that could be a lot. That absolutely can be a lot. So at the end of the day, you know, I don't see anything wrong with the executive saying that. I think that's what's probably going down. Maybe teams are willing to give up a first. Maybe the Niners will accept the first. But I just know that the Niners always are looking for something in return. Because I know when teams look to get stuff from the Niners, or they hold Niners at king's ransom for everything. Like, you know what I mean? They hold them for everything, you know? And so my bro 49er Media says, John already said they would not trade Bosa. It's a no right away. Yeah, I didn't get that. They wouldn't even let him. They wouldn't even let John wouldn't even let them ask about trading away Brandon Ayuk. It was more, this is what it is. We're not going to get into the business side of it. End of the story. Like, you know what I mean? Now, I'm not telling you to trust all the reports and stuff that you say out there. I'm not saying that it's all 100% true. I'm just saying, just make yourself aware. Just make yourself aware. That's all I'm asking you to do. If it happens, you knew that there was a possibility that it could happen. If it doesn't happen, then you can just wipe the sweat off your brow and be like, yes, you know? Because at the end of the day, I think the San Francisco 49ers will do right by their players. What does that mean? The guys they draft. The guys that they believe in. And I don't think Brandon Ayuk has done anything in his power to prove that he doesn't want to be a San Francisco 49er. He hasn't done anything. All right? He hasn't done anything in any type of regards in, you know, to doing anything like that. I just think that it's trade time, it's draft time. And with the draft, and you have players do contract extensions, comes options. And this Brandon Ayuk situation is an option. I don't care what Brandon Ayuk is doing. As long as Brandon Ayuk doesn't come out his mouth and say, I don't want to play for San Francisco 49ers, he's a 49er to me until he's not. You feel me? He's not doing that. He can remove everything from social media for all I care. He can stop working out. He can stop. Until he comes out his mouth and says, I don't want to play for the 49ers, we good. Now, if he came out his mouth and said, trade me, now you should start worrying. You feel me? Right now, they're all doing their due diligence to try to boost up the stacks so that Brandon Ayuk's number somehow meets in the middle with the San Francisco 49ers number. At the end of the day, nothing's going down. Draft is tomorrow. I'm excited. Before we get out of here, draft day number one in the chat, okay? Draft day number one. Who do you have the 49ers drafting at 31? Just throw your names in the chat. If you're listening to the show, feel free to leave me a comment. Feel free to email me what you guys think. Who do you have the 49ers drafting on at pick 31? All right, I'm going to start posting them, popping them up here, and I'll give you my little takes. Kool-Aid is my number one cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers. Graham Barton would be a solid pick for the 49ers, but I think they kick him into going guard. Darius Robinson is the versatile defensive end / defensive tackle. This is a piece that, doesn't he just scream 49er, right? Like, doesn't he scream 49er? Like, Darius Robinson is the 49er. He's more athletic. He's strong. I can see them going that route. Chop Robinson, you guys know I love him, but I don't think he's getting past Arizona, bro. Unfortunately, I think Arizona scoops him up. I have him kind of like D4 comps, and then some other people have him as Hassan Reddick comp. So put the two together, it's Chop Robinson. I like the kid. I just don't think I don't think Arizona passes up on him. Sin says Kool-Aid. I tell you, he's my number one guy. Because when you look at cornerbacks, you're looking for a guy that's not just a lockdown corner, but that's great in run defense. That's Kool-Aid. Nobody's tackling guys more than this guy. Nate Wiggins is dope. Nate Wiggins is an outside lockdown corner. Good luck getting past him, all that stuff. But run the ball out there. Put Deebo out there on Nate Wiggins. It's a little different. You know, put Deebo out there on Kool-Aid, though. It's a lot different. You get what I'm saying? You know, Kali, he's my number one defensive tackle, bro. I don't see how the 49ers can pass up on a Johnny Newton. I know he's coming off the injury. I just don't see it. It doesn't make any sense for me. But if he's available at 31, yeah, you kind of got to go that route unless you have a guy ranked above him. You know what I'm saying? Rosengarten, I think, would be the perfect fit at right tackle in 2025 for the San Francisco 49ers. Like, I think that would be the starting right tackle in 2025, and then they kick Colton McKivitz back to swing, in my opinion. Unless Trent Williams retires, they'll kick Colton McKivitz to the left tackle. Watch. He would be the perfect fit. Luke McCaffrey. I like this, man. Luke is my dude, man. smooth slot runner. Only 2 years at the wide receiver position, but as a former quarterback. So you got a quarterback playing, converting to wide receiver. That means this kid knows the routes. He knows the plays. He knows where he needs to be. He knows where the ball needs to be. I mean, how do you pass up on this guy? I got a fourth round grade on him. I don't think a team's going to take him earlier than the fourth round unless they really believe. And I'm like John Lynch. I believe in pedigrees. Luke McCaffrey, I keep saying Christian, but Luke needs to be a 49er. Out of all the pedigree players, out of all the what do y'all call it? The legacy players, out of all the legacy players from the San Francisco 49ers, it's Luke for me. I love Frank Gore Jr., but it's Luke. You give me Luke. The work ethic is there. It's just crazy. Jackson Powers Johnson is my number one center in this draft, who I think, you know, can come in and kick in and will be great at guard. He only played center 1 year guard the previous years. A lot of people like Zach Frazier, but there's nobody better than Jackson Powers Johnson, in my opinion. I know he had some injuries he dealt with at the Senior Bowl. Ask me if I care. I think Jackson Powers Johnson, for me, Kyle Shanahan needs to look this route, because I remember the offense being, like, united when the center was proper. And why not get the proper center? No disrespect to my man Jake Brendel, but we're talking about drafting and upgrading. I mean, that's what the draft is all about. It's about upgrading, right? It's upgrade. Partner, let me upgrade. I talked a little bit about Nate Wiggins, Ben. He's a lockdown. What is he, 6'2", outside corner, ran a 4.29, I think he ran. I can't remember. It was fast, though. Dude's fast. Tell you that right now. But like I said, man, good luck getting past him. But again, on run defense, you got those bigger guys out there, man. I don't think he's making those tackles. His body is framed, though. He's small. He's tiny. You know what I mean? He's tiny dude. 49er Media says, I hope I'm wrong, though, and they draft my guy Jordan Morgan. Jordan Morgan is a left tackle, but I think he'll kick in. He could play left guard, right guard, left guard in particular. We're talking about, you know, Aaron Banks, Niners possibly moving on from him. This is his last year. Interesting, right? Is Jordan Morgan that replacement? There's a lot of players. PG went with Newton as well. Got time for a couple of more. J.C. Latham, the solid right tackle from freaking Alabama. I never knew I knew this much about players. Thanks to you guys, y'all make me do my homework. I will say that. Thanks to you guys make me do my freaking homework. J.C. Latham, I don't know if he fits. If we're running power, yes. If we're playing, he's a big guy too. If we're doing the zone outside, which I think the Niners need to find a way to get back to, I don't know if he fits because he's not as athletic as Amarius Mims. See, Amarius Mims is speed. He's speed. Dude ran a 5.2. The dude is 398,400 pounds, 6'8", and ran a 5.02. With a 1.76 split. But people don't want to draft Amarius Mims because he didn't play enough games? Man, listen. Latham is big like that too, but he doesn't have the athleticism. So I would take Mims over Latham, even though Latham has the experience. Who's JT? Help me out with that one. You can't be I don't know. I don't know who that is. Tariq Owens? I don't know. I don't know. He might go undrafted. The Niners bring him in as an undrafted guy. I can see that happening for sure. Kyle says A.D. Mitchell if he fails. But Jackson Powers Johnson, I love it. I love it. J.D. Durham says Zach Frazier is my number two center. Who's the second player? I'm not familiar with that name. But Isaac Garendo, the Niners can snag him in the fourth or fifth round. I say go for it. Now you got the fastest running back outside, and he's a little power monster, 6 feet tall, that like 6'1", maybe, and he could get into the end zone, baby. Golly, that dude is a goal line beast. Okay, so I'm not saying his name right. Isn't it Ahorohoro? I'll tell you what, I'm going to go look it up. I'm going to find an enunciation. If they don't go Jazlon Newton, he has to be the guy. If the 49ers are looking to if they're looking to address the interior, he has to be the guy. All right, guys, listen, I'm going to continue to put out some stuff, man. Don't forget to tune in today, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to the BAM Show. Myself and Mike Andrews from Nothing But Niners. Oh, how do you say his name? He says I'm saying his name wrong. Whoops. All right, I'll figure it out. Let me see. Ahura pronunciation. I could have swore that's how I heard it. I'll find somebody else that say his name, and then I'll get it right. All right, here we go. Hold on. How do you pronounce it? I thought they would tell me.
What's happening? What's happening?
Well, it would be a 30-second commercial, right?
And you realize how much.
Your boat. So just remember that the H's are silent. And, yeah, but it's been a lot of pronunciation. I couldn't even tell you right now, but just an easy way to remember it. Like,
I just say it.
Oh, wow. I miss a lot of them. I mean,
I don't know if you guys can hear this, but
I couldn't even tell you right now, but just easy way to remember it. Like,
so
I told them, it's like, row your boat.
He said, just remember that
the H's are silent. And yeah, but it's been a lot of pronunciations. Yes, it's Ogene Rukwe. It means God has done so much for me. As you know, I'm from Nigeria, so, you know, names have meanings to them, and they're pretty long, but. Niles did one time.
Like, he's not saying his name.
Completely.
What's the worst pronunciation of your name?
Oh, wow. I miss a lot of them.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to get it, okay? Aurora. Oh, so the H's are silent. Aurora. Okay, Aurora. My bad. Hey, my fault. It's spelled a certain way. Damn, he ain't mad. He ain't sound mad in the interview. And I'm sure I said it like most people say it. You dig? It is what it is. But guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. I love y'all, man. Listen, again, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the BAM Show. I got my last final mock draft that will air tomorrow with my boy Mike Finn. That'll be tomorrow. And I think I'm going to put out a video of my top defensive prospects as well right here on the YouTube channel. So we got more content coming. Make sure you hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe. And again, thanks for watching, man.
I be sipping gold bar whiskey on the rocks, and a 24-karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop, sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop, we be banging through your speakers. Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers. You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy the phone.